and you chop it out the distance you want it apart. Some folks chops it out one whole width or two whole widths apart, and some chops it out further than that.
Uh-huh.
Now, I used to raise rice mortar cotton, but I chop my cotton out 2 foot apart.
Uh-huh.
One stalk in a place, sometimes two, but mostly one. And had my rows where the cotton planted on from 3 to 3.5 foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally got to putting it 4 foot apart. And put my rows, what we call a drill, 4 foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
And I made more cotton. And then I topped my cotton. Hello there, Pepper. Come on. He's a pet dog, but he's a funny kind of a dog. Sometimes you mutch him up, he thinks you're scolding him, and he'll go the other way, and he wouldn't come back at all. And sometimes you come right up and rear up on you and play with you like the other thing. He's what you call a Chesterfield. His daddy is a Chesterfield dog. Of course, he's a feist, full-blooded feist, but his daddy is a Chesterfield dog. They're sensible dog, but they're kind of a peculiar dog.
What does a Chesterfield look like?
Well, something like him, and some of them's larger. I never did see one of them.
Uh-huh.
There's a nephew of mine, or nephew, a fellow married one of my nieces. He gave me that dog. Lived down near Alexandria, and he brought that dog to me, and he told me, says, the father of this dog is what they call a Chesterfield dog. Says they're awful smart dog, and they're good for most anything. He's for squirrels, rabbits, or armadillos.
Mm-hmm.
Or most anything that way, a coon or a possum.
Is a feist a breed of dog?
Yeah, it's, there's different breeds of dogs. There's feist dogs, there's cur dogs, there's hound dogs, there's bull dogs.
What's a cur dog?
Well, that's what you call a stock dog, a regular stock, a dog for to handle cattle and hogs, sheep. The goats, anything that away with. You can train them, you see. You can train them to go in the woods, and you can train them to pin stock with,
uh-huh.
Or you can train them to catch them with.
Is it any particular size, or does it look?
Well, a stock dog needs to be a pretty good size. Mm-hmm. So if they catch a cow or a hog, it's large enough to hold them. You see, mm-hmm. Till you get a hold of them yourself.
What would you call just a worthless dog? It wasn't any good.
Well, there's several different kind of dogs that sometimes are not any good. That you can take some cur dogs, not any good.
Mm-hmm.
Some you can't train them for anything. Some that's got no willpower to do anything, you see. And you can take a feist. Some feist is that way. Most any kind of stock of dogs is that way.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of grass grows up in the cotton field?
Well, boll weevils, caterpillars.
Well, what kinds of grass?
Grass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, crab grass. Mostly crab grass. Of course, now there's some people that's had Bermuda grass in there, but they don't want this Bermuda grass in, but it gets in there anyway sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And land's hard to cultivate with Bermuda grass in, the Johnson grass, either one.
Mm-hmm.
But in the hills this way, it's mostly crab grass.
Uh-huh.
But you can get rid of that where you plow that under, turn it under, well, it don't come out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But the Johnson grass or Bermuda grass will.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can kill that is to plow that up and let the sunshine out and kill it, or put some kind of stuff in there to kill it, you see.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Rail fence. Had rail fence. They'd build a fence kind of like this.